Masechet Pe'ah, Perek Het, Mishnah Tet, the last Mishnah in the Masechet. So we just discussed that a person has to have less than 200 zoos to his name in order to be entitled to collect Leket, Shecha, and Pe'ah. So there's one exception to that rule, which is this Mishnah. Mi sheyesh lo hamishim zuz v'hu noseh v'noten bahem, hare ze lo yitol. If a person has only 50 zoos, 150 zoos less than the amount we said in the last Mishnah, but he's using it for business purposes. He keeps on buying and selling goods with them, and it's enough to sustain him and support him. And he doesn't really need to go to the chat to collect leket shicha and pe'ah. If he has that amount, he's not allowed to collect leket shicha and pe'ah. He has the money to really get by. Mishnah continues with a discussion about tzedakah. Kol mi she'eno sarich litol. Anybody who's not really entitled to take charity, but he goes and takes it anyway, he doesn't leave this world. He's not going to die until until he becomes dependent on other people. So if you're taking charity when you're not supposed to, eventually God is promising that you're going to need, Hachamim are promising that you're going to need charity. Ad shefarnes aharim mishelo. Ve'alav ha-katuv omer, baruch ha-gever ashe yiptach ba'adonai, v'haya adonai miftacho. Anybody who really needs charity, he's really eligible to go take charity, but he works hard, he does what he needs to do, and he makes do with a little bit less. He doesn't have to live a lifestyle that's extravagant, or even a little bit nicer, but he doesn't want to be supported by other people. He manages to support himself. The pasuk here is praising. The pasuk is saying that he's not going to die until he's able to become so wealthy that he supports other people with his own possessions, with his own money. As the pasuk says, Baruch HaGever Hashem Tach Badonai, blessed is the man who trusts Hashem, and Hashem will be his source of trust, which says, if a person doesn't resort to charity, but he depends on Hashem for his needs, Hashem will obviously take care of that person. Obviously, though, if a person is so poor that he's unable to support himself, and he's unable to get by, there's a mitzvah. He's obligated to go take charity in order to not endanger his life, God forbid. Mishnah continues, V'chen dayan shedan din emet la'amito. Same thing with a judge who judges correctly. He's judging for the sake of heaven. He's putting his trust in Hashem to make sure that he's doing the right thing. He's not swayed by other concerns. He's not swayed by the fact that this person is rich, this person's poor, this person I know, this person I don't know, rather, he's putting his full trust in God and saying, I am simply trying to arrive at the truth. That's a person who trusts in Hashem, and Hashem is going to reward that person. V'chol mi she'eno lo higer, ve'lo someh, ve'lo piseyach, ve'oseh atzmo ke'ahad mehem, eno mit min hazikna, ad shehiyeh ke'ahad mehem, she'ne'emar, sedek, sedek, tirdof. If a person is not lame means he can't walk in one leg, or he's not blind, and he's not a piseyach. Piseyach means somebody who is totally disabled. He can't walk with either of his legs. But he's making it like he is disabled. He's making it like he has one of those problems in order to get sympathy and have people have mercy on him, to give him tzedakah. En omet min hazikna. He's not going to die of old age until one of these disabilities comes to him. And he's going to have one of these problems later on in life if he's making it like he does have this issue. Shnei emad, like the pasuk says, sedek, sedek, tirdof. Charity with justice shall you pursue. So sedek, sedek. You should only do it with justice. You should only do it the right way, legitimately. If you're not collecting and you're lying to people in order to collect, there's going to be a problem for that person later on in life. A judge who accepts bribes, and therefore he's leaning to one side in terms of his judgment of them. He's not judging in a correct manner, objectively. He's taking bribes, and therefore he's going to side with one person automatically. He's not going to die of old age until his eyes dim, till he won't have the ability to see correctly anymore. Like the pasuk says, "Veshohad lo tikach." Don't take bribes, because a bribe blinds people. people who could see, and therefore this person will have that problem later on in life. Hazak baruch everybody for finishing Masechet Pe'ah. We look forward to starting Masechet Demai tomorrow, Be'ezrat Hashem Yitbarach.